Hawaii prisoners are being farmed out all over the country, but why and where? Well, that we really don't know. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
We do know, though, this has something to do with being a direct result of the Interstate Corrections Compact. Explain that a little bit.
Well, it's something that nobody really knows very much about. Credit to Louis Kanea, our reporter who covers prisons, who uncovered this little-known arrangement. And what it does, it allows to transfer prisoners across state lines. It's usually some sort of exchange program that's going on. Now, I should clarify right at the top here, this is not related to Arizona. As you know, as we've talked about a lot, we've got about 1,400 prisoners in Arizona at a private correctional system there, and that's got its own set of problems. This has to do with, well, maybe 50 or 60 prisoners. Public safety won't tell us exactly how many, nor will they share any other details, like where exactly are these prisoners. But Louis has uncovered this program to shed yet one more light on what we do with our incarcerated folks.
But if something goes wrong, then potentially we do get a tip-off where someone is. I'm thinking about the Frank Pauline case.
Yeah, it's brutal. I think a lot of folks might remember that name, Frank Pauline Jr. He was convicted of the kidnapping, rape, and murder, along with the two others, I believe, of Dana Ireland back on the Big Island back in the 90s. A terrible case, notorious. And Louis opens his story with Pauline at a New Mexico prison in 2015. He was taking laps around the yard there at the prison, and somebody came up behind him and bashed his head in. And the question is, why? What was he doing in Mexico? Well, one clue is what Louis was able to find out is security and safety concerns are one rationale for moving prisoners. Let's say, for example, that a prisoner might have been witness to an event, some sort of crime, and then there would be payback in the prison. In the case of Pauline, it's not quite sure. Louis did talk to people that know him. It could be retaliation. It could be punishment. Apparently, he had a bit of a reputation as being a troublemaker, talked a little bit too much. Never a safe thing to do, apparently, in prison. So this, you know, gives you an example of why you might transfer a prisoner, but why keep this secret? Well, that's the frustrating thing. Other states actually provide a lot more information, like Virginia. Louis did talk to the ACLU, who said, you know, there should be more transparency in this system.
Is there any movement to get more transparency here?
Well, Willis Sparrow and Clarence Nishihara, they've been involved, the senators, with public safety. And there's talk that maybe they could at least get a private briefing on these things. So at least the legislature, which has oversight of public safety, which runs the prisons and jails here, that might be a possibility. But the public wouldn't know about that. And that's frustrating because we're talking about prisoners in at least seven other states besides Arizona and New Mexico, or six other, California, Colorado, Florida. I should add one other thing. A prisoner can actually request to be transferred to another prison, maybe to be near family as they're going through parole. But you know what? They cannot turn down a transfer. They have no control over that. That's something that the prison controls.
Which is to say that they might be transferred for some of those reasons you mentioned earlier, and
exactly.
Just out of retaliation. Okay, we're going to leave it there for the moment and see if we get any more on this story. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Bethann.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.